And good evening, and welcome to the evening edition. My name is Lloyd D'Aguilar, and we broadcast to you live from the studios of Newstalk 93 FM on University of the West Indies Mona campus. And as we always do, we give you a peek into our program lineup. In a few moments, we'll have Dr. Ernest Pate of PAHO, Pan American Health Organization, and the World Health Organization representative in Jamaica, along with Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's an expert on vaccine, to discuss the H1N1 vaccine coming to Jamaica. At 6:05, we'll have Dr. Patricia Holness, who is the Chief Executive Officer and Registrar General's Department, to discuss the challenges of operating an executive agency, the RGD being an executive agency. In our international segment, we will be discussing the IMF and the World Bank and G7 meeting being held in Turkey. At this time, we, of course, hearing and reading and seeing about the demonstrations taking place there. What's this all about? What is the significance of that meeting? And at 6:45, or the second part of our international segment, we'll be discussing the U.S.-Afghan strategy 1 year since, more than 1 year since the U.S. decided, 8 years I think it is, since the U.S. Launched that war in Afghanistan. Then at 7:10, we'll be having Maya Chung Smith, founder of the Maya Chung Autism and Disabilities Foundation, to discuss a particular project which Maya is undertaking on behalf of autistic children in Jamaica. And finally, our last segment, we'll be having a discussion with Dr. Wesley Barrett, retired Chief Education Officer, and Nadine Malloy, who is president of the Jamaica Association of Principals of Secondary Schools, to discuss the problem of illiteracy in our schools. The fact that they're saying 10,000 children were sent to the first form or grade six, I think it is, while being illiterate. So we should have an interesting discussion there. And I think we are now ready to begin with our two main guests, who are Dr. Ernest Pate, who is the PAHO WHO representative in Jamaica, and Dr. Rebecca Carley. Welcome to you both to the evening edition.
Welcome. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
It has been reported that the Ministry of Health is having discussions about importing H1N1 vaccines manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline into Jamaica for vaccination of people, and that the World Health Organization and PAHO in particular, will be facilitating the importation of these vaccines. Now, Dr. Pate, why do Jamaicans need to be vaccinated, seeing that there really only have been about 100 or so cases, and I think one or two deaths related to the virus here? Why do we need to be vaccinated?
Well, I think that the figures you're quoting, in terms of the number of cases, mm-hmm. is not an accurate reflection of the true number of cases. Yes, you have had around 104 confirmed cases, but remember that not every case is being tested. Not everyone with symptom is being tested. And in some of the countries in our region, in the Caribbean region, we've been testing 1 in 6 or up to 1 in 10 of patients who show up with symptoms. So your 104 cases with 4 deaths as reported is a reflection of the number of cases that are actually tested, not the number of cases in the population.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for using vaccines is that this has always been one of the most effective ways of controlling any of these new epidemic. And here we are having an introduction of a new virus into our population, and this is quite well recognized. Vaccinating individuals who are at risk is the most effective way of controlling this problem.
Well, two things arise. One is that there really isn't, just by these figures alone, even if it's understated, there really isn't an epidemic in Jamaica. And that's one. And how can PAHO verify the safety of these vaccines?
Well, I would not say that there isn't an epidemic in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I would say to you that we've gone through, when we looked, when WHO and all the surveillance data that we have is showing, yes, we've gone through an early phase with the spread of this virus, but remember that this virus is quite temperature sensitive. So we saw this starting to cases increasing at the stage when the temperatures were going up. Now we are going into the flu, regular flu season in the Northern Hemisphere, and we are going to be seeing the second wave of this epidemic occurring. So it's not that we are seeing the end of this. We are, in fact, anticipating seeing more cases, as is being reported in many of the North American countries,
and
Northern Hemisphere countries.
And how can PAHO verify the safety of these vaccines?
How can we verify? We, as WHO, there is a process that any vaccine that is produced goes through a whole series of regulatory pathways where they are tested. Both clinical and non-clinical testing is done on any vaccine that's being licensed. And as these tests occur, the manufacturers have to submit that data. That data is examined by a scientific committee. The data is looked at very carefully for its safety features, and it's based on a set of well-documented criteria that these vaccines are then licensed for use. This vaccine, I should state, that the new H1N1 vaccine is not very different from the seasonal, the way the seasonal vaccine have always been produced. So all that has happened is that we have added in to the group of seasonal flu viruses, we've added in H1N1.
Okay. And in other words, you are relying on the manufacturer, the data of the manufacturer, that the vaccines are safe. Because PAHO is not able to verify it independently of what the manufacturer says, right?
The data is not only presented by the manufacturers. The manufacturer, yes, provides the data from its clinical trials, but in many instances, the trials are also carried out independently of the manufacturer data. Along with that, there has been a well-established GMP, or good manufacturing practice, set of guidelines where these tests are done, they are standardized, and in fact, WHO does supervise some of these tests and will have its scientific advisory group examine this data very carefully from all of the sources before it gives the okay for those vaccines to be a part of vaccines that WHO recommends.
Okay. Now, Dr. Rebecca Carley, you've heard Dr. Ernest Pate. Do you agree with his assessment of the safety of the vaccines?
Well, unfortunately, he's breaking up, so I was listening to him through the Internet, so it's delayed, so I didn't hear everything he said. But, no, I do not agree with him in terms of what he's saying about the safety of the vaccine. First of all, he said that this vaccine has gone through all kinds of different regulatory tests. In fact, this vaccine was fast-tracked. The vaccine had barely finished any clinical testing, and it was immediately licensed. So it has not gone through significant testing. I mean, the outbreak just occurred in April. So how could they possibly have made a vaccine and then properly tested it within a six-month period? That's impossible. The second thing I will say is that the articles that you sent me that were published in the Gleaner in regards to the vaccination made by Glasgow Smith Kline. They're talking about how this vaccine is, quote-unquote, adjuvanted. They do not say what adjuvant is being used. And from my research, I have found that some of these companies are using the adjuvant squalene. Squalene was actually outlawed to be used in humans. Squalene is a biochemical precursor of cholesterol, which is used in our bodies to make hormones and cellular structures. And if this vaccine has squalene, then it has the potential of causing massive autoimmunity reactions. And let me lastly state that in 1976 here in the States, they proclaimed a swine flu pandemic then. And what the CDC did was it made one vaccine to test on people, and then it made another vaccine which it gave to people. And the vaccine they gave to people killed 30 times more people than the swine flu virus did, and at least 500 people were permanently neurologically damaged with Guillain-Barré syndrome, and subsequently received billions of dollars in compensation from the United States government. So what has occurred now is that the vaccine manufacturers have been made immune. In other words, if you die or are permanently damaged and disabled from your vaccine, that's your problem. You have no legal recourse. I'm not sure what's going on in Jamaica. Yeah. I don't know if the people have legal recourse. But what I would do if I was anybody listening is think very seriously whether or not you should get this vaccine, which cannot possibly have been properly tested, or risk getting the swine flu, which apparently is not very serious, because even as you were saying in Jamaica, only a couple of people have died. So what's the big deal?
Dr. Pate, in terms of this, the point raised by Dr. Carley about the adjuvants that are used, my research tells me that squalene, which he mentioned, has been shown to generate autoimmune versions of arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions. And also some have used mercury, which we know can be damaging to brain cells and so on. So how can you assure us that the can you say what kind of adjuvants they're using in the H1?
May I make a distinction?
Yes.
Between what was done 40 years ago and what's currently being done? In fact, when some of the older types of vaccines were being produced, that data was certainly not available as to some of the effects of the adjuvants that are being added. And an adjuvant is just a substance that's added to increase the antigenicity or the reaction that you would get to the vaccine so that your body produces more antibodies. Now, since the 1970s and even much later, most of that data has been gathered, and in fact surveillance for vaccines that are produced now go through quite extensive trials. We have been, globally, flu-like vaccines have been produced over many, many decades. And the adjuvants that have been used in those flu-like vaccines are no different from the adjuvant that is being used currently in the new pandemic vaccine. We also are quite sure from a scientific point of view that the adjuvants that have been known to cause any of these side effects 40 years ago not being used in current vaccines.
Dr. Pate, we're going to have to go to a break shortly, but just consider, I'm seeing on the internet where the U.S. government has contracted with at least five pharmaceutical manufacturers to develop the H1N1 vaccine.
Yeah.
And it is saying a novel feature of this vaccine, which is being developed by Novartis and GlaxoSmithKline, is the addition of squalene-containing adjuvants to boost immunogenicity and dramatically reduce the amount of viral antigen needed. I mean, that's what it's claiming. But it is admitting that it's using adjuvant. So, I'm sorry, squalene. So we need to square that away. I mean, you may dispute that squalene causes some of the things which I mentioned before, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions. But the question really, is GlaxoSmithKline using this squalene as an adjuvant? I'll just give you a moment to think about that. We take a short break, and then we'll be right back. Thank you.
Toyota Jamaica Limited, dealers of Toyota and Daihatsu vehicles. The temperature by Toyota Jamaica Limited today, tomorrow together is?
The temperature is 27 degrees Celsius.
Technologic. Technologic.
Fentech.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it. Yep. Upgraded PCs, cameras, iPod, laptop, memory, hard drive. Yep. We stock it. Bug, virus, fire, crashes, never. We fix it.
Shop 2 Upper Willowgate Plaza, Mandeville. Call us at 625-1850.
Daddy has a job that's full of stress and strain. Mom is always worrying her brain. We say to Mom and Dad, let's take a trip
and use my piggy bank to pay for a stay.
Uh-huh. Come Daddy, come Mama, come along, yeah. Let's all go to FDR. Yeah. On the beach, have some fun in the sun, yeah. Tons of fun at FDR. Trampoline, water slide, mountain bike, yeah. Have a blast and stay overnight.
With our vacation nannies, your kids will be fine. Just kick back and unwind.
We're going to FDR.
Yeah! Treat Mom and Dad to an FDR stay in Falmouth or Runaway Bay. FDR, the little family place with the nannies. Call 973-4124.
Yeah. Tiny, and where you come from?
Me hear what Aunt Panorita when it say. That like how the pitney them change school. We for tell part. Some of us draw on some clothes and go down to the office.
So that mean them pitney will still get them lunch and the benefit?
Yeah. Them so just make sure so them go to school and everything will all right.
We need to know if your child has started a new school to ensure you continue receiving benefits offered through the Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH. Visit the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Parish Office or call 1-888-991-7284. Remember, keep them in school.
News Talk 93 FM. Heard everywhere.
And we're back with you. This is the evening edition. My guests are Dr. Ernest Pate and Dr. Rebecca Carley. Now, before we took the break, Dr. Pate, I mentioned this, the question of the adjuvant squalene. I have here something before me which says that studies done, a 2000 study published in the American Journal of Pathology demonstrated that a single injection of the adjuvant squalene into rats triggered chronic immune-mediated joint-specific inflammation, also known as rheumatoid arthritis. Now, given the fact that in part of the strategy of GlaxoSmithKline is to do what they're calling post-monitoring of the vaccine, doesn't it indicate that perhaps the manufacturer is not completely sure of the safety of the vaccine and is anticipating that there might be negative reactions in people to the vaccine?
Let me. You brought up an issue that you have left out of this last discussion. You brought up an issue of the vaccines that are currently available. And I should say to you that currently, as of today's date, there are only three countries where vaccines have regulatory authorities have in actual fact licensed pandemic vaccine. And those three countries are Australia, China, and the USA. Now, yes, the USA did contract with a number of companies to develop the vaccines. It's not all of those have reached a stage where they are licensed. Now, the ones that have been licensed in these three countries, as far as I am aware, does not have the adjuvant that you are referring to. Now, any adjuvant, and in fact, the data has been there, yes, that some adjuvants do cause conditions, autoimmune conditions, and this is why most of these adjuvants are no longer utilized. With respect to the clinical trials that have been done so far, as I have said, what has been done is that the antigenic material for H1N1 has been added to the group of other seasonal flu-like viruses.
Okay.
And the clinical trials that have been done so far have not shown any difference in the safety as compared to the regular seasonal vaccine, influenza vaccines.
All right.
So, and I would like to just point out that every drug that goes out, in particular any new drug or any new medication, there is always post-monitoring. And the fact is that one may give a vaccine now, but you can never predict all of what are going to be. You may give this vaccine and it shows up exactly with the side effects or the problems that you may see in seasonal vaccine. When you give it to a whole population of millions of people, there may be, and there is a very, very small chance that you may see other effects that you don't pick up when you give the vaccines to just a few individuals.
All right.
And that's why the post-monitoring is done.
All right.
It's
let's bring Dr. Carly back into the discussion here. This issue of post-marketing surveillance, that's the term I was looking for, that the company will be doing. He's saying there's a small chance that negative reactions will develop. And I'm also wondering about the vaccinating of pregnant women and healthy people as well. Why go to those lengths? And isn't there a danger in vaccinating pregnant women, the potential harm to the fetus?
Well, let me just read right from GlaxoSmithKline's own website, the package insert, which I just brought up on my computer for the H1N1 vaccine. This is what it says. It's not been evaluated to see if it causes cancer or if it has effects on fertility. It has not been evaluated in children. It has not been evaluated in pregnant women. If administered to immune-compromised persons, the immune response may be diminished. Now, immune-compromised persons are the very people they're suggesting it be given to, and yet they're saying that they're going to have diminished immune responses, which, of course, makes sense, because by definition, if they're immune-compromised, their immune system doesn't work, so how are they going to mount a response to another assault of viruses, adjuvant, etc., injected directly into their bloodstream? And it's not known, as I said, whether or not these vaccines cause harm to the fetuses of the pregnant women. Also, under post-marketing experience on GlaxoSmithKline's website, it mentions that the vaccine has been reported to cause transient thrombocytopenia, which is low platelet count, allergic reactions, including anaphylactic shock, which is fatal, serum sickness, neuralgia, paresthesias, convulsions, encephalopathy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, vasculitis, renal disorders, the list goes on and on. So this is what people are risking when being injected with a vaccine preparation that has all of these other toxins in it, rather than just getting the infection naturally and developing lifelong natural immunity.
Dr. Pate, GlaxoSmithKline is approaching the government about vaccinating people here. It is, I mean, the financing apparently is going to come through PAHO and so on. It seems to me that GlaxoSmithKline is on the verge of making billions of dollars out of this vaccine. I mean, they have produced millions of doses all over the world. Isn't there a commercial side to this whole thing?
There is an error in your statement that I would like.
What is the error?
That PAHO is going to finance this.
Well,
Me be very clear.
All right.
I have no knowledge of what any particular company is negotiating with government. That's, in fact, is the purview of the company that's negotiating with the government, and I can categorically state that I have no information.
Does PAHO provide financing for the importation of the vaccine?
We have, let me finish my first statement to you. My first statement to you is that I have no information what negotiation is occurring.
Fine, we understand
and
that.
And we do not support any particular, and I would categorically like to say it, we support no particular sector or private sector company in any vaccine production or sale or use.
But
what we do as WHO is any vaccine that is produced, we evaluate that vaccine to try to assess the safety and the benefit, benefit from that.
We understand that, Dr. Peer, because you made that point already. But what I'm saying to you is, because we're running out of time, is that GlaxoSmithKline stands to make millions, if not billions, of dollars from this this vaccine. So there is a commercial side to it. Why that company would want to put pressure on the government and to create I don't want to use the word hysteria, but panic about the virus when perhaps we might be able to deal with it in a more natural way, because we certainly don't have a pandemic here in Jamaica. This is my point.
I disagree with you on two areas. Mm-hmm. I would like to state that I know of no pressure being applied to any particular government. That's one. Let me finish, please.
Yes, please, because we run out of time.
What WHO does is WHO has been recommending the use of vaccines in the population because we have a novel virus and we have a large susceptible group in the population.
All right.
And for this, the best way is to use a vaccine.
All right, we'll leave it to our listeners to make their own conclusions as to whether they choose to be vaccinated and the risks that they might be running. Thank you very much, Dr. Ernest Pate and Dr. Rebecca Carley, for this discussion. All the best to you both.
Thank you.
We take a short break. We'll be right back.
News Talk 93 FM. Real news. Real talk. Heard everywhere.
Good evening.